Shamia Fagan has a new baby and a new job. Like most working moms, she has to balance the pressures of taking care of a newborn with the demands of the workplace. But unlike most new mothers, Shamia Fagan also has to consider the needs of her constituents. She's serving her first term in the Oregon legislature. Virginia Alvino has this profile.
The first day of the legislative session is chaos. The Capitol is filled with suits hustling about.
I ask you to take your seats for the convening of the 77th Legislative Assembly.
Among the legislators sworn in that day was Democratic State Representative Shamia Fagan, age 31.
I'm going to say I state your name, and instead of saying state your name, state your actual name, or it doesn't count. I state your name.
I do solemnly swear.
A few weeks later, Fagan's days are filled with hearings. She sits on three separate committees. On her way back to her office, she likens the start of the session to the first day of school.
New classes, which are called committees now that I'm a grown-up, but it just feels, you know, it's new, it's exciting, it's new information, new processes, new procedures, new people. Hey.
After a day's worth of meetings, she picks up her five-month-old son from a nearby daycare, and her carpool hits the road back to her house district in East Portland. Fagan still serves on her local school board and meets with her constituents a lot. At her first town hall meeting as a legislator, she looked like the youngest person there, except for maybe her staffers. Nonetheless, she appeared confident in her knowledge of the policy questions at hand.
80% plus of all the funding that goes into education is going to personnel.
State lawmakers regularly work 10 to 12-hour days. Fagan says she tries to protect her weekends with her family, but it can be tough. On a gray Saturday morning at her home in East Portland, Fagan sits in the living room with the fireplace on. She says her daily struggles are the same as any new parent's.
Anyone who's a mom knows that errands are so much harder once you have a baby because you just wish that there was one store with everything and that it was a drive-through.
As busy as Fagan's life is now, it was worse last fall, running a competitive campaign against an incumbent. She was pregnant. It turned out all the walking door-to-door she had to do was great for her health, but she was unsure how voters would respond to her obvious baby bump. What she found was tremendous support and maybe even a bit of an advantage.
I'm swollen up or whatever, and I remember, you know, being out there knocking on doors and trying to get people to see me as a real person, and I thought, this is not hard because there's nothing more humanizing than cankles.
Fagan's baby came 2 months before Election Day. When she returned to the campaign trail 3 weeks later, she faced some unique challenges. Every few hours, she had to go back to her car to pump breast milk for later. Even now that she's at the Capitol, she still pumps in her office.
Most of my staff members are young males, and they know what the do not disturb sign mean, which is they under no circumstances are they to open that door. You have to kind of tweak your work life to still be able to prioritize what you want to provide for your family.
Fagan says the main reason she's been able to become a legislator is the strong support of her spouse. He took family medical leave while she was campaigning and often watches their child now that she's at the Capitol. Fellow State Representative Sarah Gelsler has four children of her own. Her youngest was 3 years old when she was sworn in 8 years ago. Gelsler says that at that time, she faced some open disapproval for working in the legislature while having young kids at home.
I hope that just even in the last few years, we've evolved enough that Representative Fagan won't hear that.
Gelsler thinks that's one reason there are fewer women than men in politics. It's not that having a baby keeps them out. It's that most don't have enough support to have a child and also pursue a demanding career.
Until we're better able to encourage young women with small children to run for office, we are going to continue to have not enough young women in public service.
According to the U.S. Census, more than a quarter of Oregon homes include children under the age of 18. For the Oregon legislature, that figure is slightly higher. Almost a third of the 90 state lawmakers have kids younger than 18. Fagan sees being a mom as a distinct advantage in being a representative. She feels she can better relate to her constituents and actually gets to live the issues that she's working on. Fagan is also motivated by her family history. She says her father had dreams of running for public office, but he never did. He was a single dad raising three kids.
The last thing I would want to do now is not take that sacrifice that he made for me and put it to my best use simply because I became a mother.
But she makes sacrifices too. Fagan tells this story. Governor John Kitzhaber invited all the freshman legislators over for dinner at the governor's mansion. She made it as far as the driveway. Her newborn baby was hungry, so she got in the back seat of her car to nurse him. Then he fell asleep. It was a peaceful spell she was unwilling to break, so she drove home.
you know, there's a flip side is what am I going to miss in the political world? But that moment made me realize I don't really care, because there are just moments that, you know, that just changes you when you're a mom. And that was that moment.
In Fagan's mind, whether you're a mom who stays at home or one who serves in the legislature, women should be able to just do what fulfills them. I'm Virginia Alvino in Salem.